Hello everyone, welcome to another episode on the Luigi Brothers Podcast. I, T-Bad, aka James, will be hosting today. And here with me are...
Manuel Peter, as usual.
Yeah, and Osh again.
Osh Bebe.
Yeah, I'll be hosting today because Victor is taking a sabbatical from football because of United. Today we'll be looking into El Clasico, the previous El Clasico, up and upcoming World Cup qualifiers. So, El Clasico.
I think I should go first.
I know you are believing for this moment.
First off, I would like to say I told you. I told you.
Told us what?
And then secondly, there's still more to come. Thank you very much.
Books. I think we've discussed almost everything we discussed.
that match was just... I honestly thought we underestimated.
They had much more to come into that match. Yeah, actually.
We just played Barcelona like it was the normal Barcelona.
Do you know what Courtois said after the match? It was like after the halftime, but Sina Ancelotti gave them what to do and they did not understand it.
Because they didn't prepare for that match now.
Not that they didn't prepare, they were overconfident. Ancelotti guy. At some point, I don't even know that guy was using Casemiro as left center back.
That guy and Ferro, I don't know who has his stubborn heart because that guy will never change his formation.
Yeah. Do you know who were the pressers? Cruz and Modric.
How can Cruz be the pressers?
My guy.
We just got everything like wrong.
To be honest, Omo, I've never been humbled. Guy was quiet.
No, like when the first two goals entered, bro, I was like, Marisiafu.
Second half beginning, Ferran Torres just went all 1-on-1,
guys. So that shit, I also like, oh, we are dead. It was when the third goal entered, bro.
The scoreline would have been more. We wasted a lot of chances.
Like, no, Vini was not
there.
Mizzi messed up. He missed one. There was one.
Vini was the only hope Mari had.
Exactly. And then he had one chance. I didn't even think I was diving. Everybody was pissed. If he scored that goal, but at least there would have been some kind of...
See, Vini was the only hope he had. Vini and Modric. Every other body was...
He was clueless without Benzema.
Did you see the picture of Benzema in the start?
Yes, no. There was no comments now. He just put his hand on his face like, well, you, I read that one just...
Sharp? Anyway.
But
I won't be derailed. There are still 12 points behind us.
Forget about the matter of points and table. Do you know the only good thing about this? Now, Madrid, we have come to realize that...
It's an eye-opener. That much
exactly.
An eye-opener, actually.
Us buying Mbappe or Haaland or both of them... It's not just...
Somebody was like, can Mbappe play right back?
Exactly. We need a squad. We need a full squad.
Guy, Barca is supposed to be a broke team. Do you see the signings they have put?
They are doing free transfers.
We got Alaba
too now last year from free.
But guys, so they are supposed to be broke.
No, there's more potential like in the free transfers that we are...
No, definitely, actually.
We are taking like very small chances from that, and we need to invest more of our money in free transfers. Like Mbappe, he's coming free.
He's free.
You understand?
Midfield, go and look for a right back. I mean, Carvalho, guy.
Somebody
was like PTSD.
I'm not talking of buying people. We have players in academy.
That Miguel, that left back guy.
That we had. Who plays our left back? Nacho. I bet you Miguel would have done better than
that. To be honest, every time that Dembele was going at Nacho, I was scared.
People were blaming Alaba. There was nothing Alaba could do now. That first goal was literally Nacho's fault.
Yeah, it was like Nacho's fault.
It was Nacho's fault. Dembele brought a wicked crossing. Nothing Alaba could do.
That's happened now.
We are really heartbroken. And we move on.
Moving on.
But those things are, we win the league. No matter what, we're in the league.
Bro, let me tell you something. Their fixtures to end of the season is easier than...
The fact that it's easier doesn't mean...
They have Sevilla and Atletico.
But you see,
the beautiful thing about all of this is that injuries are about to start setting in.
Not for us.
That is the problem.
Not for us.
Not for us. We're gallant. Benzema is at home.
Do you know the issue? I know we have tough fixtures, but... But then,
actually, I believe Madrid
we won't lose to them.
Actually, yeah,
we won't lose to those teams. We have ahead of these guys, we have like 12 points ahead of them. And against Sevilla, I think it's about 10 or 8 points.
No, Sevilla is 9. Barca is 10.
So, okay, let's say these are our last 10 matches. Okay, if we are going to lose 3 matches, bam. So
we need to win 6 out of the last.
No, no, let's say if we win, if we are going to lose 3 matches, bam.
We'll still carry it.
So the other people behind us, won't they lose any match?
No, they'll lose.
It's football.
No, the thing is that now, like this, as the table stands, Madrid just need to win 6 games now.
Me, I'm just confident of Madrid, but the only shit by is we have Chelsea to play. And Chelsea will further expose us.
Leave that one alone.
Chelsea, another shit waiting for to happen.
In the EPL. Arsenal won Aston Villa 1-0.
It was regular. No, it was regular Arsenal now that played before. Is it Liverpool that just exposed them or something like that? Arsenal, they are building momentum.
They are building momentum.
They have young players building momentum.
Tottenham won 3-1 against West Ham. That top four race is good.
See, they have a funny club.
Yeah, like a very. I've never seen any club as inconsistent as Tottenham.
No, they are Man U. Yeah,
better see.
They are Man U.
Tottenham's one is off and on.
Why has consistent draws?
Tottenham's one is legit on and off. I win today. I lose tomorrow.
Where you expect Tottenham to lose?
That's when they win.
I was expecting Tottenham to win in Man U. Like, I was expecting Tottenham to win Man U.
Guy, I did not expect Tottenham as the way to win Man U.
Exactly. No, that Man team was worse.
Then they now went and lost against, I think, was it Brighton and Middlesbrough? Because they're Burnley.
Tottenham, they are like, just
but top four this is going to be hot. It's going to be hot.
But sure. I see Arsenal is securing the top four now. They have like 3 matches.
Yeah,
those are 3 matches.
Outstanding.
Those are outstanding. Do you know who they are facing?
Wow.
The big boys.
Serious?
Yes.
So it's just going to be interesting.
Yeah.
And then
Of course, I Man U. I saw an article this week. They did an interview for Ten Hag. I was like, Man U are really having
He discussed their budget and stuff.
Just
like
discussed everything. Yeah. And then they're really having the balls to do that shit. And it's actually nice.
Let me tell you about
my problem is
I lack enthusiasm.
The truth is, someone like Ten Hag, you don't sign him for immediate
success.
You have to give him time.
Right. When I say immediate success,
and that is what Man U.
Man U wants one trophy.
That is what Man U needs.
The issue is,
they had 5 years to build. Do you understand? There is no time anymore.
But my problem with
the whole EPL now, is no matter how good of a coach you are, they are mad coaches.
Actually, EPL, ba.
So how can you prove yourself among those all? There's Pep. There's Omo, there's Conte, there's Klopp,
be a Pep.
Bro, to be a Pep.
To be honest, if there's one coach that proves himself in that league, but I think it's Klopp. Klopp is the one that actually
exactly
a lot.
No, Conte did with Chelsea. He proved himself and he left peacefully.
Yeah.
Even Mourinho came.
Not like these coaches are plenty.
Exactly,
like, coaches are just
even the lower coaches, like the coaches of the smaller team. They have mastered the EPL. So, bro,
except Everton, Lampard is just a shit.
No, Everton are cursed. They are cursed to go for relegation. No matter who they bring, even if they bring a Pep, they are just cursed to go for relegation.
Then today's fixtures, today being the 24th, Thursday.
Yeah.
Always we having some sweet or dicey World Cup qualifiers.
Who's interested in international break? I don't need that shit.
Ronaldo has not qualified. Like, everybody wants to see the showdown. The way they were grouped, Portugal, Italy might meet. So either Portugal or is, one of them.
My issue is, even if he goes for the World Cup, will he win the World Cup?
Good. Fixtures: Portugal versus Turkey. Sweden. Wait, who do you think is going to win? Portugal, Turkey.
You will naturally expect the Portugal to win.
Sweden, Czech.
Czech Sweden, no Sweden. Sweden are actually good defensively.
Then Wales, Australia. Hey, Alaba, Bill.
I'll go for Alaba. Because Bale can kill himself. That guy.
And then Italy, North Macedonia. Definitely.
Italy now. We'll naturally expect Italy to win. Italy. But surprise, it's football. Anything can happen.
Guy, please. See, sure.
I want a North Macedonia to win. So I don't make the job easy for Portugal.
Because
Italy, Portugal, bro. Italy will so wipe Portugal out.
And then AFCON, we have. I think starting beginning tomorrow.
Yeah.
AFCON. Sorry, in Africa, the World Cup qualifiers.
Yes.
We have Cameroon, Algeria. What do you think?
That's going to be.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, it's tough. Mahrez versus.
But I say
what's that guy's
I say Cameroon winning. You know why?
Why?
Cameroon have this intensity. Algeria are playing with the flex. They are playing like they are already.
Yeah, they are playing stylish. They play like European teams, exactly. Like keep the ball on the ground. But African football.
They are more brutal.
Like Mali, exactly. Tunisia.
Mali, Tunisia.
We are going with Tunisia.
Tunisia.
Egypt, I'm going with Senegal.
But I'm not going for Tunisia. Tunisia did Nigeria bad. So I'm going for Mali.
Egypt, Senegal.
Come on, that one is 50-50.
I'm going with Senegal.
I don't have a favorite in that one.
I'm going with Senegal, right?
I don't have a favorite.
Ghana, Nigeria.
Are you? Do you want to? Do you want to be deported? Are you my brother?
Wait. It's not that I'm going to choose Ghana.
We will just deport you.
No, to be honest, I'm excited because this guy was called what's his name? Watford. Dennis was called.
No, that guy shouldn't be called safe.
No, guy is good guy.
He's good, but him and his club, they messed up.
No, definitely we wished relegation upon them. We're getting it because of what they did for the AFCON 10.
Yeah, but you see, one thing is that for a player like that, he might not even get to play. That's it.
To be honest, because the forward is stacked, guy.
You have a lot of forwards.
And you can't just start playing.
In his wing, we have like... three players.
He's a striker, like nine now.
See, I don't even know. He plays right wing in Watford. And he's a nine, actually.
He's a nine.
Captain supporting striker. So, but see, as a striker, he has Galodi, he has Osimhen.
Do you want us to put? Are you bringing up this? Conversation of Igalo in this match?
What do you want us to form Osimhen? We'll be going on this break and then
get right back to you. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned, guys. Oh, welcome back, guys. This is the FPL segment. FPL this week, we had only 4 matches in the EPL and people had to get really creative because a lot of players weren't playing. So,
leave me alone.
What was your score?
This week is shit. Funny thing was, I said I wanted to do the transfer. Huh? I forgot. It was around 8 and the deadline was 7:30.
Yeah, they played early fixture here.
So that was when I remembered on Friday. And I remembered I haven't done my formation. So it was still literally
the same team. Damn. How many points you get?
20 something points.
You tried, guy. Sha, me on the other hand, I had
some nice guys on my pitch now, like on my team.
Did you have Salah still?
Yeah, Salah dead now. He was my captain. So my vice captain was Odegaard.
He played.
Gave him 3 points, so I got 6 points from Odegaard.
Yeah. On the last episode, I told you guys I was coming back.
Guy, you're just lucky.
Not lucky, guy. I planned that team, guy.
You just did early preparation. That's
yeah, I planned that properly.
There was nothing new.
My 76 don't points worry. Were crucial.
Don't worry, we're coming back. Next week, we are coming back for you.
Okay, yeah, it's next week. Yeah, EPL is returning next week. Yeah.
Yeah, no EPL this week. So no FPL. This week. So this week we are just on a cruise. We've just been looking at our losses, just like Madrid is looking at their losses and reflecting on that.
We need like 1 hour to dissect that match. Because I've not even talked about the
mission. This is the FPL section, bro. This is FPL.
No, this is FPL.
We have to bring it back.
See,
what? Ancelotti, bro. Guys, this is FPL now. I want people to admit and give the honors that the backup players deserve. So, who was the backup player that most impressed you?
Yeah, fuck it, this is FPL.
FPL, guy.
Just randomly.
This is FPL. We're not in the random section yet.
Who impressed me? To be honest. Yeah, I was actually so impressed. It was Aubameyang.
No. That match, it was actually Pedri.
It was Aubameyang.
Just a Pedri.
For Pedri, they wanted to remove Modric.
Yeah. No. What I saw in that match was, enter Madrid on the counter. Those guys, they have a plan to hold every Madrid player.
Actually, they were just
Madrid player down. So they just knew that the only weapon we had in that match was counter. Yeah. And they were fully ready for us. So they were willing to get a yellow card to stop our counter.
And to be honest, actually, thumbs up to Araujo. He actually tried against you.
I just thought we were poorly prepared. for them.
Absolutely. Guys, there won't be any FPL this week, so none of us have plans. We'll just be reminiscing on our scores. I won't be reminiscing on my score. I'm happy. So, but we'll be planning for next week. So, go on this break.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back, please.
Welcome back, guys. I'm Oshla, and this is my first hosting session. And today, this segment is called the Who Would You Rather Have? So, who would you rather have on your team? Let's say you are a sporting director and your team needs a new striker, a young striker, actually. So, who would you rather have among these three players? Tammy Abraham in Roma, Victor Osimhen, Napoli, and Dusan Vlahovic, Juventus. Who would you rather have? Tommy D.
Who is Tommy D? Vlahovic, man. Vlahovic. To be honest, but so far, but Vlahovic has been the one. Most of my Osimhen matches I've watched, when he was playing in Nigeria. And then the Napoli game that I watched was against Barca. To be honest, he spoiled my mind. Okay, that guy had like 5 offsides. So the one I've watched Vlahovic a lot, and I enjoy what I see.
Okay, I think I'll go for Osimhen. That guy is
okay. Bias. This guy wants to
nah. No. I watch the guy games a lot.
Yes, but you know, among these three guys, I think he has the lowest number of goals.
Actually,
among
all the, I think this guy is the highest. Vlahovic is the. He just injured. Vlahovic is the highest.
How many goals has he?
Vlahovic is more than 20.
But what is your observe? Yeah,
Florentino and Juve.
What is your observe about these three guys? Is he brings more to the team.
Who?
Osimhen than the
team. Actually, Osimhen drops.
He actually drops involved in the game. Yeah, exactly.
So, among all of them, I'm sure, I don't know, but I think he should be the one with the more assists or something like that. Because he's more involved in the build-up than just the finishing. So that's why I'll pick him. Because these days, in 9, you just don't need to finish. You need to be all around. Just like a Benz. A big Benz.
Me, I would go with Osimhen, and simply because of speed. That's just one thing.
Speed
that takes him to injury.
Fast players are always like that normally. See Bale.
Will you say
Hazard is fast?
Hazard has never been among fastest players.
So why does he go to for injury?
Hazard is a 30-year-old man.
Hazard is another story. But even Adama Touré, injury player too. So
actually,
that's how fast players are.
But do you think Barca will retain that guy's contract?
I think so.
I feel like they brought them to survive this turmoil. Then when they go for the summer, they plan properly.
Yeah.
That's
what I say, John, with me.
They just brought him so that they have enough depth to finish the season properly.
It will all depend on his relationship with the coach. If he's willing to like sit down on the bench and not complain and be brought up.
If they let Dembele go, I think they'll retain Adama.
I don't they are going to definitely want to.
If Dembele goes, I think we are going for Rafinha.
Yeah, and I wanted that girl.
Madrid.
I saw that thing that they're actually going after Rafinha. That they have spoken to his agent and everything is
cool. But they are not ready to go after anybody.
Sure. Yeah, so we have Vlahovic, Osimhen. Why is nobody taking Tammy?
That's what I want to see. Tammy is a very good player.
I think this morning, yesterday, I saw that Roma slapped 100M tag on him.
I thought it was a loan.
No, it was not loan. They sold him actually, and then there was buyback clauses 80. That's for Chelsea. Then this morning, yesterday, they were like, 100, they want this guy.
The guy is more of just like a finisher.
To be honest, as a forward, if you don't score goals under Mourinho, ? Your head. That's just the truth. And to be honest, it's Bangi goals under Mourinho. The highest goal scorer.
So what do you say about you, Lukaku?
Mourinho wrote Lukaku off. Mourinho and strikers, but it's a beautiful love. See Mourinho and Kane. See Mourinho and Ronaldo, guys.
Yeah. Mourinho brings out.
I think Mourinho and Shevchenko, but.
No.
Or did he coach in Inter? Yeah. I'm not sure. I think it's Eto.
No. Eto.
Yeah, I think it's Eto.
Even Mourinho did. He coached him in Movie Jam. like
before. Yeah, Imanu, but yeah, before Imanu. Well, I don't think Ibro was with him.
Because the swap was between Ibro and
wait, now Mourinho clean drop, Baba.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But Mourinho coached the dropper too.
So the guy has a striker. He has things for good strikers.
He has the thing too for defenders.
Yeah, actually. Yeah. For,
but I think he's losing his touch.
So this brings us to the end of today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I will be seeing you guys next week. And signing out with me are
Manuel Peter, as usual. This week, we collect, yeah. It was, I saw hell. I went to hell and I came back. I'm grateful to survive this week.
And us here. And I would like to say that Barcelona won 3 El Clasicos in the last 1 week. Yes. Those are my final words. And then shout out to Aubameyang. I love you, bro.
And signing out here is James, aka T-Bad. And 2 of those El Clasicos were against a newly formed female Madrid side.
Nobody cares.
Case in point.
Nobody cares.
And also, because Una win 4-0, sorry if I have to say this reason. Because Una win 4-0 back, I don't mean say for record, Madrid no win 11-0. Alright. Bye bye, guys. We'll see you guys next week. Peace. Thank you.